The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire's Pinch of Productivity. So basically what I'm going to do is once a month a little mini recap where I focus in on one thing that can help you with your productivity. It's just a little mini app, just something easy for you to consume with a bunch of value packed in, of course. And today's episode is all about productivity and prioritizing. So I'm going to give you my five tips for prioritizing. Let's ignite today's topic. Number one, I like to just get it all out on paper. I think they call it a brain dump. I don't really like the sound of that, but it's basically a master list. And I just write down everything. When I have a lot of different projects going on, because obviously I have like lots of different businesses that I run. If there's a lot of different things going on, I will sometimes just get like canvas paper, like a big A3 book of canvas paper. A3? Yeah, I think it's A3, and it's not lined or anything. And I'll draw just like lots of colors and just have the title or the project up there and list all the things I need to do under it. And then it's just all those, just a big way for me to be able to visualize exactly what's going on. And that's the first thing for me, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed and I've got a lot on my plate. It's just about the act of getting it out, dumping it all on paper. So that's the first step. Then once you have that list, it's about breaking it down into things that are either urgent or not urgent. So you always have to keep in mind end goals, okay? It's really important that when you are doing these brain dumps that you're putting very clear due dates and timelines on things, because what's the point if you don't know when things are actually due? Yes, you might have to do this new creative content, but it might not be due for a month, so it doesn't need to be prioritized right now. So it's very important that you have clear due dates and that you have your end goal in mind. Sometimes with the bigger picture stuff, it's easy to put things off for errands. So it's like, oh, today I've got to do all these bits and pieces. And then, you know, and that's something that even I fall into the trap with. For example, on my brain dump, I would have like design new notepad, like color schemes for Courtney Mangan Co. But then I have this podcast this week, and then I have all these emails I have to follow up. I have to do social scheduling, all these other things that are like a lot more pressing, and but they're just little bits and pieces of things. But then my end goal doesn't actually get looked at. So it's important to really make sure that you're looking at these due dates and these timelines, because you still need to fit in your end goal into everything. So it's important to also look, as I said, at urgent and not urgent. Sometimes the not urgent things can be more appealing, can be a little bit more mindless. And so you sometimes will drift and be like, oh yeah, I'll just do that because it's easy. And then you all of a sudden you're halfway through the day and you've not done anything that was actually urgent. So it's important that you then split it up into those two categories. Next up, we have then you go through a process of prioritizing. Now, there are a few different styles that you can do. So one, Stephen Covey suggests that tasks should be categorized, basically according to the importance of urgency. So he has a few different ways. So there's A to D. So there's four different ways. So A, urgent and important. These tasks should be done first. Okay, so you go through your list and you mark everything that is urgent and important as A. Then you go through the list and everything that is important but not urgent, that's B, okay? Then you've got C, which is urgent but unimportant, and that's the kind of stuff you should be delegating, okay? So if it's not something that you have to do, it's not super important, that's the kind of stuff you can get other people in your team, other people in your family, if it's a family thing, whatever it is, to delegate, okay? And then something Georgie Stevenson talks a lot about is figuring out that, yes, when we first start businesses, this is more specific to people who, I guess, you know, are owning their own businesses and don't have staff under them and they're starting off small. Sometimes you really have to weigh up your time versus the money that you would save by doing it this way. So, for example, for me right now, I'm doing my own website. That's taking me a really long time. And so I needed to sit down and weigh up, is it better for me to spend the money on getting a professional to make the website, or is it actually more costly for me to do it myself? My time is worth a lot of money because I have a lot of stuff going on. So I have to weigh up which is more important. Can I outlay some money to have someone take that off you know, off me. So it's just like a bookkeeper. You can find lots of bookkeepers online. And instead of you having to go through all of that stuff, maybe you could hire like a little freelance bookkeeper, no, they're little, just a freelance bookkeeper to help you keep track of some of your things. And that will take a lot of pressure off you. And in the long run, the money that you get back in your time is worth more than the actual money itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if you have a team around you already, or if you are a boss in a work situation and you can delegate, urgent and unimportant are the things you should be delegating. Then there's D. They're not urgent or important, and they should just be like removed from the list, basically. And that's what Stephen Covey says. So we've got urgent and important, that you have to do them first, important and not important, and you should block off time in your calendar to get those done without interruptions. You've got urgent but unimportant, delegate those, and neither urgent or important, get rid of that shit. So when the tasks you're working on are particularly difficult, as I said before, it's relatively easy to manage them in tandem. However, when difficulty increases, everything that I'm reading, research shows that if you're in a position of power, you are more likely to prioritize a single goal, whereas people in lower power positions will continue to try to manage multiple priorities. And this is something I really need to focus on myself, because as you know, I talk a lot about multitasking, but it's a particular skill knowing when to multitask and when not to multitask, and that dual task strategy can be linked to a decline in performance, which means the most important tasks aren't being fulfilled at their highest standard. So it is really important to triage your list, because you need to know when you need to be able to multitask and when you need to be doing this as a sole project and time blocking. And so that's a really important technique that you can do. Another one is that you can just mark things A, B, C, D down the list of importance. Yes. And urgency. So it's basically the same thing. And it's just like I go through and be like, all the A's I have to get done today, all the B's I can do tomorrow, whatever it is. If you don't want to sit down and like assess every single element, you can do it pretty quick that way. I like to go through and do non-negotiables. So for me, I'll start my day and have a look at my list and see what are the three things that I must get done today. If everything goes haywire, what are the three things I still must achieve? And those are the three things I will do first. That's how I like to prioritize. Number four, under times of pressure, meet the deadline, don't beat the deadline. Now, that's something I've talked about a lot, and that does help you with prioritizing and your time management. Because for me, if I am always trying to like be on top of things and be quick, 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 but something's not actually due till the end of the week. So if it's a Monday and something's due on Friday and I try and beat the deadline and get it done early, what did I actually achieve? Nothing, because the person that's waiting for it doesn't need it till Friday. So they're not even going to look at it till then. So that was a waste of my time. I should have done things that were more urgent or more important earlier in the week and waited till later to do those things. So I always say to my team, guys, we're meeting deadlines, not beating deadlines in times of urgency, because it can create frustration within a business as well. So say, for instance, I'm just pulling a name out of a hat, Megan. She decides, I tell her, I need this on Friday. And she decides that she wants to, you know, do the right thing, get in front of it and show me that she's on top of all the things. She gets it done by Tuesday. Then on Wednesday and on Thursday, she's like, oh, have you had a chance to look at that? Have you had a chance to look at that? Because she wants the feedback. I'm like, no, Megan, I don't have it in my schedule to look at it till Monday, because it wasn't due till Friday. And I found that that can be, not with Megan, that was just a name I picked out of the hat. Obviously, she's a staff member, but it's just important for you to remember that when you are really stressed, you're not impressing anyone. There's no medals for beating the deadline. If someone gives you a time, like obviously, like you don't want to be like right on the dot, but it's important to not overextend yourself to try and impress people when their expectations are just for you to meet the deadline. And number five, my top tip for prioritizing is remember when others are involved and waiting on a task for you. So it's really easy sometimes to get drawn into your own to-do list, your own master list, and what's important for you to get done. And especially when you're in a leadership position or you're someone that's working as part of a team, it's important that when you look at your brain dump, that you assess what are other people waiting on as well. And this is a big thing for self-management for me. So often throughout the day, I'll stand up and I'll say, is anybody waiting on me for anything before I start my next task? Because I know if someone's waiting on me for something, I'm creating pressure for their to-do list. Then they're going to come and remind me and remind me and remind me. That's going to create more of a stressful situation for me, because I'm like, yeah, I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it. Stop coming and talking to me about it. So for me, I really prioritize getting things done that impact others, because for me, it's just like, I would rather just get this done, get it off my plate, and then I don't have to worry about you coming up and talking to me about it all the time, you wanting to follow me up constantly, and I'm able to get that off my plate. Now, some people don't work like that, but that is what I find is best for me when I'm prioritizing. I look at like, what are my most important things to achieve in the day, and what are some things that I need to achieve for other people that they're waiting on me for, because that's a big thing for self-management. When you are stressed and you've got a lot going on and you can get overwhelmed easily, the minute someone's now harassing you for something to follow up, it causes more chaos. So that's why that's important to me. So those are my tips for prioritizing, my top 5 tips. Get it all down on paper, go through, check what's urgent and not urgent, and break it down into due dates and timelines. Let's be realistic with our due dates and timelines. Remember, you're not winning any medals for getting things in early, and just going through and really assessing, is this important and is this urgent? Do I really need to do this today, or is this just something easy and I'm kind of trying to procrastinate, so I'm just going to do this now and not get around to the things that I really need to do? And also bearing in mind, are you thinking of the bigger picture stuff, or are you just doing a bunch of meaningless tasks? So those are my little tidbits. Obviously, I can go into this like a lot more, but I just want these to be really quick, easy, manageable things for you to do. As I said, I just go through every day, look at my master list, have a look at what my top 3 things are, put those on my non-negotiables, and then I'll do all the other things that I think I might get in the day, write those down under my non-negotiables, and then go through and just tick off the list one by one as I get through it. Anything I don't do, I transfer to the next day and I assess, is that again a non-negotiable? Do I need to make sure I'm getting that done tomorrow, or can it just be done on the sort of like important but not urgent sections? So that's kind of how I do it. It's just getting it all down on paper so I can see it all and then put it in there, all sort of divvy it up into all their different categories. And it's much more manageable for me that way. You can also use some online apps and things that people have. So I've used Monday.com. There's a bunch of different ones. I prefer to get it all down on paper because it helps me memorize things and help me remember and helps me with my creative process. So that's how I do things. But those are my top tips for prioritizing. All right, thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. That is your pinch of productivity. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure that you tag me listening and follow me at Courtney Mangan and at She Was The Fire. And I'll see you soon. Bye.